Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Caller 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, everybody, and so fun to have you on tonight. I do see we have someone in the chat room waiting to get some answers. There's somebody on a switchboard. I'm waiting for my gal to call in, and as soon as she does, I recognize her area code. We will start. In the last few months, I've been very busy putting class material together, but also writing a couple of more books. You know, I'm a glutton for punishment. I have learned so much over time. Hi, Kathy, and the guest, and Good Talking Turtle, and all those in the chat room. Hello. Anyway, we all have a destiny and paths that we've chosen to take, and one of them clearly is the opportunity to write and to create from what you've learned, opportunities for other people to learn. So I've been writing the books and just really putting it together. And I'm kind of wondering, the 1111, Darlene, if that's you, call back and let me see your area code. Otherwise, I'll answer the phone lines and see if there's a question, and then as you can get on. There may be trouble with her line. I did email her with the phone number, so we're just kind of waiting for her. Anyway, I've met this lovely lady. She introduced me to some lectures on how to be a successful author. Nowadays, it's not just as easy to get a book publisher to pick you up, but they even a publisher will ask you to build a platform. And platform nowadays is, you know, YouTube and Facebook and every other blog that you can get on and see what you can create as a platform so people can find you. So this sweet Darlene, and there she is, has introduced me to some lectures. And so I'm pleased to announce that I've met a fun friend, and she has some wonderful talents that she wants to share with you. She's just now getting to the Blog Talk arena. And I want you to all welcome her. I know she's here, but she's brand new to Blog Talk, so it'd be fun to have her answer some of your questions on dream interpretations, or if you have family or relationship issues. She's very well educated in this area. Darlene, are you on now?
Yes, I am.
Good evening.
I want to thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to talk with your guests and be a part of your show. I've been so impressed by everything that Nancy has done and written and dedicated her life to helping people. She's helped so many people, I know.
Well, you know, Darlene, so have you. And if we were to take a poll of the people listening, you know, we're all seeking and searching out for the purpose and the meaning and what gives us the reason for living. And we've been so fortunate to be able to help people that in our journey we're helping others, and radio, of course, is one way. But those of you who are calling in tonight, if you're struggling, trying to find your path or the reason for your family, maybe Darlene can help you. There's somebody already in the switchboard, and I want to maybe introduce this new call-in. And then if we have time, I'd like Darlene kind of let you people know who she is, and if you need her services outside of Blog Talk Radio, she'll tell you how to get hold of her. So let's go to the first caller so we can get as many people in tonight as possible. This is a 919 area code. So 919, what state are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Hello. And what's your first name, dear?
Oh, my name's Jackie.
Well, hello, Jackie.
Hi.
And Darlene is the gal tonight that's going to be helping you. And if you can, give her your question.
Okay. How are you, Darlene?
Just fine. Good evening, Jackie. How can I help you?
I had a dream in which I was in this old house, and I was looking like under the staircase at a mouse, and eventually this mouse took the form of a person. So I remember in the dream, you know, talking to people, and even in the dream I understood that they were on a different plane and that they were spirits and they had their own drama going on and this fight broke out and then somebody started to shoot and I remember running out of the house and there was this little spirit running behind me. She was talking to me and trying to get me to explain. So I really don't know what the dream meant. So I just wondered if you had any insights. Thank you.
Okay. Well, there was an old, it started out with an old house?
Yes.
Okay. Nothing familiar to you, right?
No, it was like an old house. It was very dark. It was like no one lived there. It was like it was an abandoned house.
And do you live alone?
No, I live with my 20-year-old daughter.
Uh-huh. And, well, this old house represents, how old are you, by the way?
44.
Pardon me?
44.
44. Okay, so the old a house usually represents part of yourself, so or something from your past, an old house, something, and there's something hidden under the staircase, something that you don't know about, right? The mouse?
Right, yeah.
And it was dark, you said?
It was dark. I could see the eyes, and so as I looked, and I just looked closer, then the mouse kind of like came out in front of me and then just started to take the form of a person.
Were you afraid when you saw the mouse?
At first.
Uh-huh.
Just a little.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like I was curious. I wanted to watch to see what the mouse would do.
Uh-huh. It turned into a spirit person?
It turned into a person. It started to take form. I saw legs and torso, then arms. The person was wearing a pair of jeans and a blouse, I think. Their back was to me, so I couldn't really see the face.
Was it male or female, did you?
Female.
A female. Do you have any deceased relatives?
I do. My father's deceased. My grandmother's deceased. Mm-hmm. All within the last 3 years.
All in the last 3 years. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of loss to have gone through.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Uh-huh. And, well, this female person, now, would you say she was younger than you, or?
Given her body tone, I would say yes.
Okay.
This was a younger person.
Well, it could either be someone who's passed on or a younger part of you. I was wondering, Nancy, do you work a lot with ghosts. Do you have any insight onto this?
I think there's haunting from her past and a holding back of her own issues.
Yeah.
The old neighborhood, the old house is old issues and how
right.
she felt about the past and people around her.
Exactly.
I feel like she's a really bright woman
right.
who's not got a hold of where she really wants to go in life. So the spirits are chasing her, trying to get her in action.
Yeah.
And so you're holding back some kind of action to complete things in your life. I'm also thinking that you're avoiding either a love relationship or getting in love.
Hmm.
What's that mean, girl?
Yeah, I've been divorced now for 3 years, and I have moved on, but I just don't feel like I still have some feelings that I'm trying to work through, and just some sadness about the ending of the marriage.
Sure.
But I know it was for my highest good. But I'm not. I have to say that's absolutely true. I am not ready for the next relationship. I wish I could say that I were, but I know that I'm not.
Was your father a smaller statured man with balding head?
No.
There's an older spirit man who's been your spirit guide. And he was losing his hair like a monk would if he lost all of it. He was small built and not real tall. But he says he's a grandfather, father figure, and he's the one that's been guiding you. So
oh,
all
it
these
could
spirits
be my,
are your... Pardon me?
It could be my great-grandfather, Tom. He wasn't a very big man. He wasn't
was
very
bald.
Tall, but he was bald, yes.
Yes, and he was slight built too, right?
He was.
Yeah, so Grandpa, what was his name?
Tom. Thomas.
Tom, Grandpa Tom, when we address our spirit people, everybody, you want to make sure to give the first name, Grandpa Tom, because how would they know who you're calling, right? And I feel like he thinks you're confused and betwixt between, like you can't decide. And so spirit people following you is helping you trying to decide on the next thing you're supposed to do. The old house represents, like Darlene, your old self. Maybe it's easy to fall back in the old ways, old paths. You need to stand up and create the new you to go forward. You are holding back. There is love on the horizon if you allow it, and I feel like you're holding back on that too. So you're kind of putting the brakes on, not wanting to go forward in your life. That was kind of like what I was thinking. Darlene said that, and I'm just got a louder voice than her.
Right. Okay, there's one other thing in the dream that was curious. And who was with the gun?
I don't know. There were men there. There were women there. And, you know, it was just like everyday life, 3D. And they had their own drama. And then there was an argument. And then the argument led to an escalation. And
did you say someone had a gun?
Yes.
A man or a woman? What happened?
A man. He seemed to have a lot of anger.
Okay.
About something.
Could be the husband, too.
Yeah.
I hate to close this off, young lady. What was your first name again?
Jackie.
Jackie, it's so nice to talk to you. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to get going. We got a chat room full of people here. Like she was talking about with a gun, you know, I could hear in Darlene's voice some hesitation there. You know what that means. It's the old ex-husband and the fear that if you start something new in your life, there'll be a drama around you to stop you. So
Jackie,
you've got to look at
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Darlene.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jackie, there's a really good article on divorce that on my website that you might want to check out at DarleneLancer.com.
Sure. Thank you. I'll do that.
And getting through divorce. So.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for your time.
Hard. I think Darlene, being an expert in family relationships and divorce, if you people are really struggling recovery from divorce, we could have dreams every day. But if you aren't healing from a divorce, she can go to your issues. So she's written a lot of, been published a lot of articles on various, so go to, and I did put this in the information. Her name is DarleneLancer.com. So we need to go on to the next person. Thank you, North Carolina. I'm going to hang you up here. And now I want to go to 647 Canada is calling in tonight. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Dana.
Oh, hello there, Dana. And welcome to the show. It's nice to hear from you. On east or which side of Canada are you located?
I'm in Ontario.
Montreal. Oh, it's so fun to find where everybody comes from. And my special guest tonight is Darlene, and she does dream interpretations. And remember, I want you guys to be kind with her. This is her first attempt at radio. So don't blab too hard. You know, you got to get geared up for this. So she's an expert in dream interpretation and relationships and divorce. So, Dana, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was wondering, I feel there's a spiritual presence in my house or some type of spirit. And also I'm trying to work on my relationship with my son, and hopefully I'm going in the right direction with him, with positive reinforcements and stuff like that. So I'm hoping things will work out.
Darlene, that's fun for me. I think let's go there.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll leave the presence to you, Nancy. But in terms of the relationship, how old is he and what seems to be the problem?
He's 18 and he's going through the I'm a man grown up phase.
Okay.
So I'm doing my best to guide him.
And is the father living with you?
No, I'm a single mom.
Okay, that's rough. Yeah. So you know that teenage boys often will push against their mothers. They sometimes don't even want to be seen with her or hear anything you have to say, and it's especially hard when you're divorced. So does he have a relationship with his father?
No, he doesn't. He knows his father's out there, and I've already sat with him when he was younger, sat about the differences of what happened, and I just left it alone from there and always gave him advice each year. If you need me to help you either look for him or if you find him, just let me know, and I hope it works out for you.
What's the nature of the problem? How is it manifesting between the two of you?
I'm hoping with all the, you know, I keep up with emails and stuff, and I know he's going through growing up and stuff, and let him know that I'm here for him and the support.
if
well, see, he doesn't
enough.
Live with you now.
No, he does, but he's got things on the go. Like he's got a part-time job and he's volunteering. So sometimes he'll stay at a friend's house because it's fun. So he's not home as often.
So I'm not clear what you would like to be different. You just want to have him closer to you, or?
I'm wondering if he'll develop more into communicating better with me.
Oh, that may take some time.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this phase right now, you know, teenagers don't want to communicate with their parents. He's in this stage where he needs to find his own identity and separate himself and his thoughts from you, and it may be even more pronounced because he doesn't have a relationship with the father, like his male identity that he needs to really feel comfortable with and establish. So part of his development is actually separating with you, and I think it would be very unusual that he'd want to confide in you or be too close. So it really, the best thing you can do is deal with your own, the loss that you're going through right now, the separation, and fill your own life with activities and friends and
social.
Yeah,
I've already been to that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're going through a grieving process.
Yeah, that too.
He's kind of leaving home. It's the stage.
Yeah. Slowly but surely.
And then as he gets older and, you know, gets more settled, a career, married, then he'll probably want to be closer to you again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every personality is different, but it may take some time.
For sure. For sure. As long as he realizes he's got family responsibility as well, it's all good in finding yourself, but you still have responsibilities to your families in some ways in respecting your elders and things like that. So that's what I'm trying to teach him right now.
Is he disrespectful to you?
Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important. Yeah, you point out, you let him know when he's disrespectful that that's not okay.
Yeah, I have been, and I've been consistent with it, so that's why I'm hoping it's a good outcome in the next couple of weeks.
It will be if you're consistent. And he knows that, you know, you expect to be treated with respect.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to know, if he is really taking it serious for me.
I get the feeling that he's a good kid.
Oh, yeah, very good.
He's just going through the difficulty of leaving home and needing you and pushing against you and the ambivalence.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't take it to heart too much.
No, the inner turmoil is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I was really appreciative. And
you're
have a
welcome.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was Canada. Thank you for calling. And that was Dana. I don't know if she's listening, but the grandfather is a 6 foot. Okay. I just lost a phone call. I think I accidentally clicked on the wrong person. So the one that was holding, please call back in. I think I just missed. Oh, that's what happens. I love the show. Sometimes what happens is our screens refresh. And when they refresh, if you're not holding on very carefully, it seems to jump. And Bonnie, we were doing a show and she did it a couple of times. So please call back in and let us know. I want to address our spirit people. Spirit people are always in our life, and I've had a lot of calls of people saying, who's the spirit in my house? Is it my, there you are, 845 area code. I'll let you come on in just a second. When I start talking about people in your life, in your home, 99% of the time it's going to be family. What they're doing is giving us love and nurturing to help us survive what's going on in our life. Once you find out from me or anybody like me who it is, address them by the first name. Very rarely will I be talking about someone with a ghost or shadow person. Okay, let's before this bounces and I hang up the wrong person again. Okay, so we have 845 area code. And who are we talking to tonight?
My name is Andrew.
Hello, Andrew. What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. Okay. I love New York. All right, my dear. So what's going on with you, guy, that you can ask us a question?
Well, I've been going through sometimes psychologically that I don't know if it's just in my head or if I'm having these weird moments that I can't explain, like it's very difficult to explain. It's like when I would normally when I have dreams, they're just ordinary, makes no sense, ironically, dreams. But lately, when I fall asleep, and if I do have a dream, it will be of something that has no importance. It'll just be me, like, drinking a glass of water and someone talking to me. But 2-3 days later, maybe even weeks, months, occasionally years, that moment will actually happen word for word, and I can't stop it.
You can't stop it. You're almost like a witnessing what's happening. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, do you have anything else to add? And then our new guest here, Darlene, can answer that for you. That's really fun.
That happens in real life, you're saying. The dream manifests?
Yeah, the dream, like, becomes reality. And I don't, like, it's not like I do it on purpose. Like, I don't want it to. It's not like I don't want it to, but
well,
it just happens.
You're developing psychic, you're developing precognitive powers, and I think it's frightening you. And I think it's a gift. It's nothing to be afraid of.
It's just kind of, it kind of rattles me occasionally, and lately, out of nowhere, I don't know if this is just a health problem, but, I mean, so far, twice already, within a couple of weeks, I have all of a sudden just, like, fainted, and it's like, it's not really a faint, it's like a blackout. I will, like, walk around, and all of a sudden, I'll stop out of nowhere. Everything will go white, and then I'm, like, on the floor, and it's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, hello? Can someone fill me in on what exactly just happened here? Why am I on the ground, and why am I on the ground? It's just kind of creepy. I don't know if that's, you know, I think that's probably a health problem, but it's just kind of weird how I just see white, and then my eyes open.
Well, unless Nancy has a different take on it, I would get it checked out by a doctor. I mean, it could be some sort of momentary kind of amnesia. But if you're fainting, I'd want to check out if you're not having some brain, you know, difficulty.
Well, low blood pressure or low sugar can do that also.
Mm-hmm.
What I keyed on, and Darlene picked this up, is that I've been a sufferer of this all my life. And I'll go through and have a conversation and know exactly what the next person's going to say. And when those happen, I try to make it a game to see how accurate I can be. Because clearly you have a gift. And I feel like you are perplexed as to what to do with it at times. And you're always, always waiting for it to begin. As with the client that we had on the radio just a few minutes ago, I feel like you're on a holding pattern, a waiting. You're waiting for things to happen in your life, waiting for something to come up. And I think you're paying attention to the dreams and waiting also for the dream to show you the next thing that can happen for you. It's almost like you rely on the dream to show you your future. So when it happens, you're more, it's not like you're scared. It's like, oh, here we go again. So you're actually living the future by having the dreams and have it come true. So what are you in a holding pattern for? What are you waiting for, young man?
I don't really know. I mean, I do have this, like, I've noticed that during the dreams, I can't feel things. Like, I can't feel my emotions at the time because one time I had a dream. It was really creepy because it was exactly word for word. And after it all happened and I, like, went upstairs and just, like, sat down, I was like, oh, my God, that happened already. But it didn't happen. It was like I saw it, and it was weird. I got out of my parents' car. I walked out, and I was, I don't know what happened. I was in an argument, and I was crying for some ridiculous reason. Then in the dream, I didn't feel crying. I didn't feel sad, pain, you know, sorrow and all that stuff. But at that time, I felt it, and I was like, oh, my God, that's normal? Am I not supposed to know how I feel? So now I get nervous when I see something because I don't know if I'm angry at the moment, if I'm happy at the moment, if someone did something that got me depressed or something. It's just I don't know what's going to happen, and it's kind of creeping me out.
Darling, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm not really clear. You're saying you don't feel, in the dreams, it's like the experience doesn't have emotion. But then in real life, you do have emotion. But then I've got a little confused when you said you don't know how you're going to feel or you don't know what you feel. But then you said you did feel sad, so I'm a little confused.
Sorry, I do that a lot.
Let me take a stab at it. I think in your dream, you're seeing and witness something. Then when it starts coming true, you're curious how the emotion will play out as it's playing out because it's word for word. Is that correct?
Pretty much. It's like when in reality, I was crying at that time, and I felt so hurt. But in the dream, I was just like, I was like holding my face. You know, I felt the wetness, but I didn't know I was actually crying, so I didn't know.
Right.
Am I sad or something? I had no facial expression. I could feel my face not having, you know, that face when you cry.
Maybe in the dream, it's only a premonition.
Right.
So you're getting emotion. Emotion is being played out in real life and real humanness. But your dream, you're only tapping into time and getting the content of the conversation. I still wouldn't worry about it. What I picked up was that there is something that you're kind of waiting for, and you're actually creating the dreams to happen. It's almost like you're asking your dreams to tell you future. So when they happen, then you're kind of startled and you don't know how to play it out. You may be one of those rare people. I have a lady named Ruth. Are you listening? Auburn, California, and she's a dream analysis, and this is what she does for a living. You want a reading from her. You tell her what you want, and then she dreams it for you. It's kind of a really rare. So what you're doing is you're unconsciously saying, and I told you this earlier, you're wanting future to happen for you. So unconsciously you're asking your dreams to give you hints to future events so you get your answers. So then when it does happen, you wonder, because it's playing over, is this an important moment and it's emotional for you? Do you get what I'm telling you?
Yeah, I'm getting it, kind of.
How old are you?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm 13, and it's been point, like, it hasn't been going on a lot. It's very rare, the occasion, but when I'm not, you know, aware of it, it's like, maybe this one will come true. Will this one come true? No, that one's
that's
not real, and then it comes true.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I said, and I'm not trying to play in front of Darlene, but I want to say, Darlene, just please hold on a minute. Because you told us your age, you can appreciate any guy in high school. What's tomorrow going to be like? What's my future going to be for me? What am I going to create? And remember I said you're on a holding pattern, you're waiting. It's like you're asking the dream to tell you how it's going to be. And I don't see anything wrong with that. The emotion, it could be because you've asked for it. When it happens, you go, oh, my God, now what do I do with it? It's being played out like I dreamt it. Darlene, you want to say something to that?
Well, I just think, you know, you're at a very vulnerable age. It's a huge transition. You're just like going into your teens. And so, you know, it's understandable that you'd be kind of anxious about, about school and girls and your future and how to behave. And so I think you're maybe, as Nancy said, looking to your dreams for guidance, and they can guide you, but you also, it's good to think about, you know, in present daily life about what your interests are, and is, you know, if you have someone you can talk to, a parent or a friend, to help you, you know, deal with some of these feelings you're having too.
A lot of my, like, mostly my parents and my friends, if I say, you know, is it normal that when I, like, you know, you go to sleep and you have a dream and that dream comes true, they're like, yeah, that's perfectly normal. I have those. Like, my parents will say, my dad will say, oh, I've had those before. It's nothing. And then
my
mom will be like, oh, I've had that very rarely. You know, it happens. But they never, like, make something of it. They're just like, oh, it's nothing.
Yeah. Well, so you've inherited the ability. I have that, too. So, you know, it's
very fun to think. It's very fun to think that at 13, he's paying attention, Darlene.
That's right. Absolutely.
If I was 13 and had the knowledge that this young man has already figured it out, I think I wouldn't have made some of the missteps, I'll call it, in my life. Mm-hmm. So for a 13-year-old, I really think you're sharp, kid. So do you,
you
want to go into electronics and engineering?
Actually, I'm really good with math, and my parents are saying you should be an accountant, you should be an engineer, and I'm like, well, I like math, so sure, why not? Let's try it out.
I'm picking up electronics because you'll be part of a space program. You like outer space, or you're going to about junior, senior in high school. So learn electronics, okay?
All right.
And you, Andrew,
right.
You might want to get some books on clairvoyance and paranormal and read, you know, learn, educate yourself on it so it doesn't kind of frighten you or worry you so much.
Yeah, get excited, not scared.
Yeah.
Is this like something like, you know, you can control to know when it's going to happen or something? Because, I mean, as of now, it's very, very rare, but it happens frequently. If I have one, I will have another one the next night rather than,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'll have one now and then another one 5 years from now and then another one 5 years. It's more consistent now. It's like one night I'll have it. Next minute I'm dreaming again. Another one, another one, another one. But they take so much time to develop. When I was like 9, I had one that
very,
I was on my laptop, and I was just playing around on the game, and then I was talking to my friend on the phone, and my dad walked out and all this stuff. Then like 3 years later, when I was like 12 or so, all of a sudden, it happens exactly. So I'm like, is it going to happen tomorrow? Is it going to happen today? Is it going to happen the next week? I just want to know if I'm able to control this thing, if, like, I can hold it instead of just happening sporadically.
Darlene, I want you to tie this up in the next couple of minutes so we can go on.
Yeah, well, I think if you want, I mean, you're not going to be able to control when it manifests, but you can influence your dreams by paying attention to them, by planning, asking to have a dream about something. And then before you wait, it sounds like you're very good at remembering your dreams, but there's techniques to get lucid in your dreams, too, which, like, practice looking at your watch or something in your sleep. And you can get some books on lucid dreaming so that you can actually control events in your dreams and become conscious while you're sleeping. And some people use those for self-development to develop certain skills or handle their emotions or things like that. So you might want to do some reading on lucid dreaming and become a real adept dreamer.
In fact, that's the name of a book, Lucid Dreaming.
Yes.
L-U-C-I-D.
Yeah,
okay.
The author's
right,
name starts with an L.
I'll let you go. And you have a great night, and thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Health
all right, here. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
And we have Florida. Oh, let me give the number out. Call-in number, area code 347-205-9071. If you have a particular dream or situation that you want Darlene to answer, or relationship dynamic that you can't figure out, give us a call. Again, the number is 347-205-9071. And I'm Nancy Matson. Darlene, why don't you introduce yourself and give out your website?
Yes, I'm Darlene Lancer. I'm a licensed family therapist. And my website is www.darlenelancer.com. And if you want to contact me, my email is info@darlenelancer.com. And I've been practicing counseling and with clients for about 23 years. Before that, I was an attorney, and I really am passionate about helping women and developing their self-esteem and autonomy, which is an issue that plagues so many women that are fighting to come into their power and become more assertive in their life and in their relationships.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Let's answer 727 area code. And who are we talking to tonight?
Yes, hi, this is Lisa.
Hello, Lisa, and I just happen to know 707 is a Florida number. Are you in Florida?
I certainly am.
Well, nowadays I shouldn't just assume because I have a 916 area code because I was raised in Northern California, worked my business there. Recently we've moved to Tucson, Arizona, and I still kept my 916 area code. So if I were calling into show, they would completely have that.
They would think you're from a totally different place.
Yes, I sure am. Tucson, Arizona, everybody, and my little friend here, Darlene. What town, where are you from? You're from Middle California, 310 area code?
Oh, no, Santa Monica.
Santa Monica, there you
go. My practice is in Santa Monica, just on the sea, right side outside of Los Angeles. So.
Oh, my gosh. Lisa, what can Darlene do for you tonight? What do you have for her?
I just wanted a reading, if it was okay.
Well, you need to ask us a question. We don't know what you want to know.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I want to know what you see coming up for me on the finances. Thank you.
Finances? That's not something to do with Darlene. Darlene, do you want to intuit this answer for her?
No, I leave that one for you.
Darlene, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. No, I said I leave that.
I mean, Lisa, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Did you
I think she wants a reading from you, Nancy.
Lisa, did you recently have job problems?
Not problems.
Switching jobs. Feels like, are you cautious about your job because you want to change everything?
I'm
cautious about your finances because you want to change everything. I see a lot of flux of energy around you.
Yeah, well, I'm just starting to look for new work. So, yeah.
I guess I said that. Sorry, I talked too fast, everybody.
You're fine.
I see flux of job and money, not to be the issue, but it could be if you jackrabbit. Sometimes when we think we find the best job, it isn't always. I want to caution you from being wooed over to a job that doesn't turn out to be what it is. Do your homework. Because I sometimes wonder when you have a job if you don't like it and it's safe. Because you don't like it, you change job to thinking you're off, will be safe, and then they let people off. If there's any way you can get a prospectus from a company you want to go to, check it out and be safe. I feel like you may open doors to opportunity, but they may not be a safe company. They're either going to split, boss is quitting, or they're economically not as sound as they think they are. So do your homework before you change. My feeling is even if you don't like this job, be safer than the midst of change where you think you may want to go. Check it out, because I feel uncomfortable with it, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Well, I guess I'm confused because we'll see, like, I've applied for some jobs, and
correct.
I haven't settled into anything yet.
So you must be going to get some offers? So even
I've been really researching the companies to see if they're, you know, I really have spending like 2 full weeks, long days, like finding out different things. But, you know, I feel like I'm doing a lot of homework, but at the same time, I don't know how much I can really find out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm exhausting the possibilities of finding information, but I don't know if I really can
Lisa,
find
let
everything
ask
out.
Question. Yeah, let me ask you a question. Are you in a working job now?
No.
Okay, so what I could be picking up is the insecurity of picking up a job and wondering if it's going to last or not. In this economy, clearly you got to take the first job that comes along. But what I was picking up, it may not be safe or you'll quit it and go to another job. Unfortunately, in this economy, there is no loyalty to management anymore. So I feel like you may get one job, it may not work out, and then you'll go to another job. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Remember I said be careful. And it could be that what you do think is a good job may not turn out to be a good job, and then I see another one. So I wasn't knowing if you were already working. I would say stay there for 2 or 3 more months until after Christmas. But if you're not working, you may get a small job now, and then it will go on to another one. Okay?
Yeah, but do you see my settlement?
You only asked about job hunting. That's not a settlement. That's not a law issue. Remember, we're talking about you finding a job for finance.
Okay.
That's, yeah, it's two different bellywacks. We could get into another 10 minutes on a lawsuit. Just a job. You'll get a job before Christmas or Thanksgiving, but it may not be the job of your dreams, and then you'll change and go to something else. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sweet. Bye-bye. Okay, I want to close off 727 before it jumps all over the place, and now we want to go to area code 908. Oops. Okay, you're on. Who are we talking to?
This is Jen.
Oh, hello, Jen. And what state are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Oh, hello there. And what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I have a dream question.
Great.
Okay.
I've even tried to research it, but nothing in it makes sense to me. It deals with a spider.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy.
It's like
a
an
black spider?
Spider, huh?
A black spider?
No, it's like an off-white arachnophobia spider. almost like a brown rucus, but whitish.
Okay.
And it had bit my friend. I don't know who I was with. I cannot remember. And we were kind of searching for it with the spray to get it, to kill it. And it had crawled up the wall, and it was staring right at us. I went to spray it. It jumped on my hand. It bit me. I went to spray it again. It bit me up the arm. It bit me about four times.
Oh, Lordy.
And I'm like, okay, I'm dying now. Because it was a venomous. That was the impression in the dream, that it was a venomous spider.
Hmm.
And, you know, you saw the little fang marks, you saw the redness, you know, I even felt pinches.
Okay. So, the spider is a feminine symbol.
Okay.
Especially a white spider. Now, a black widow is symbolizing a mother. So this is not that. This is something different. And you're being, something is biting you and putting poison into you. So I want to ask you, it could be a part of you, it could be, some feminine side, something to do with that, or another female in your life. So tell me a little bit about that.
The only ones are my mom, my sister.
Okay.
And a couple of really good friends.
Okay. How's your relationship with your mom and your sister?
Pretty good.
Uh-huh. And
we haven't argued in a long time, and things have been going smoothly.
When you said it's arachnophobia spider,
It reminds me of the movie.
The movie. Okay, say a little bit about your impression of that and your association to that.
I saw it when it first came out. And I just remember it because I hate spiders to begin with.
Get me, girl, I too.
Yeah, I never liked it either.
Or not, yuck.
Well, there's something that you're trying to kill that's getting to you. Is there something poisonous? Is some feelings that you're, you know, trying to get rid of that keeps biting you that you can't kind of get away from?
I don't know. Could it be associated with my boyfriend dying?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
When did that happen?
About a week and a half ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's death right there, poisonous death.
Yeah.
Collecting you also, girl.
Okay.
The spider representing you and you're dying in this life like he did. Darlene, what did you get out of it? I just threw out an idea.
How long were you together and what stages of, like, grieving are you going through right now?
It was an instant bond. I think I'm actually in denial I went through the anger. I know that because I almost lost my cell phone in the woods. I'll come out here late at night because I don't sleep well, and I'll be waiting for him to come on to Skype so we could chat, and there's still a lot of grief. And
yeah, I hear that. You said anger?
I went through that part.
Yeah, well, you know that's normal.
Yeah.
So,
Sounds like this girl needs to talk to you, Darlene. Why don't you give us information on how she can get hold of you? Because we can only give you, young lady, this is a big topic for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think that, the spider is trying to get your attention here.
Okay.
And, you're angry. You may have that's maybe some of the poison that's, so you can give me a call. Go to my website, and you'll see my number. And if you want to set up a consultation, I'd be happy to talk to you. And my number, I'll give it to you, and it's on my website, is 310-458-0016. Or you can email me. I also do email therapy. And so you could check out my website at DarleneLancer.com.
Okay.
Or email me at info@DarleneLancer.com.
Okay, talk to you later, young lady from New
Thank
Jersey.
You very much.
Okay, Jim, thank
really
you for calling.
One.
Thank you.
And I want to go to the 818 area code, but I want to address, there's a gal in the chat room tonight that seems to be in such a state that every line is her name. I want to caution that this is not a forum to express all your psychic information and talents. This is for a forum where people can write to each other talking about the show tonight. So do me a favor, young lady, and get your own show so you can kind of talk to the world about what you're doing here. It seems like you got a lot of psychic ability, and I'm not positive I know why you're writing a book in our chat room tonight. You have at least 40 to 50 entries. So I'm going to caution you, young lady, kind of think about putting together your own radio show so you have a form, okay? Now I want to go to area code 818 area code, and who is this speaking? Uh-oh. Okay, hold on. The window just jumped again. All right, 818, who's this?
Diane from California.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Oh, you're in California. Is that Los Angeles, San Diego?
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
It's right next door, San Fernando Valley.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly it. California.
You're right over the hill
You're almost from the same area code.
I was wondering about love. We all love love, but is the old gone for good? Am I ready to move on to someone new, or could we rekindle what's over?
Diane? Hey, Darlene, you're good.
Yeah, well, when you say is the old gone for good, what is the old that you're referring to? Is that your last relationship?
My old relationship. That's correct. Sorry.
And how long ago was that?
Well, I saw him at the end of July. We were together celebrating his birthday, but then we had another fight. But before that, we had been apart. He came to me to want to be with me, him, on his birthday. And then I haven't spoken to him because, I don't know.
And how long ago did you break up before July?
It was months.
6 months? 9 months?
Oh, I don't even know. I really don't.
Okay. And how long were you together?
Years. Couple. Almost three.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple of years?
Right. I've known him 3 years now.
Okay. And who initiated the breakup? Or
You know what? I don't really thrive on it, and I don't bring it up, and it's just kind of how it is in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All these past questions, I kind of don't, I kind of block them out.
Okay.
And I kind of just live in the now, and I don't know. It was on my mind lately, so I don't know if it was a mutual.
Do you think you're ready? Have you been, you said, are you ready to move on? I mean, what do you think about that? Are you starting to date? Pardon me?
But you're right. It's all, you know what? It is about self-awareness. I agree. And I really have the answers inside. You're right. And you're just asking me to look inside for the answers. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's really hard for us sitting here behind the glass.
You're right.
Not you, hon. Not you, Diane, but the audience. And a lot of times when someone says, am I ready to go on? It's almost like if the energy of the other individual is still part of your soul, if you can feel him, taste him, if you pick up that he's in your neighborhood, or if you think and wonder what he's about, then if you meet, and everybody, we've all had relationships, I'm not addressing this just to Diane here. The problem is that if he's part of your soul, any new man coming in will know that, and the man will back off. We have to cleanse our soul of all past energies, otherwise the innocent coming in does not have all your attention. And that's why when we say, are you ready, we need to make sure that if the man comes back, that you are through with that individual. Because my heart tells me that there is still love for this man,
mm-hmm.
that you have in your past, and that your soul and his are co-mingling still. So when Darlene was asking you, what she was trying to do was have you admit that you're not done. Even though you say you are done, you're really not. Because you wouldn't have to ask this if you were.
Oh,
right.
I know I'm not done. I was trying to see if you could get an insight if she felt the same way.
Oh.
That's what I was trying to
Oh, you didn't
to
ask that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. But,
no, that's okay.
That's what I was thinking, but.
No. Remember, we're both professional. Remember, on the radio, we have to take a lot of calls. So we're trying to hurry up your information so we can answer. So sometimes we have to make clear on what the intent is. And I've been at this so long, I call myself a professional listener. So what I listened to was that you're not done with him.
Yeah, Diane, I hear the emotion in your voice. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we need a little bit more work.
You're right, to get over him, because it's the best thing to move on. You're right. You're just reminding me.
You know, Diane, it's difficult when you break up with someone. You have this love connection, and if you stay in contact, if you want to move on for whatever reason and you stay in contact, every time you do, it stirs up that it's called transference, those feelings to him, and you know, it's really hard to be friends with someone that you've been intimate with.
Yeah. I said, cut it off, girl. Just cut that bond. Get those souls, and everybody listening, this is for everybody. You know, where souls commingle, it's like having sex. And if you are not clear on what you want in the relationship, it's better to cut it off and go on. And then if they come back, you say, by the way, what do you want? And they have to start the new relationship fresh with new intent. You don't start over with the old. Okay?
Oh, is that great, Nancy? Love you. Thank you.
That's
thank
absolutely
you, lady.
Right. Nancy's right on.
Oh, yay. I know. She just really resonated. Thank you, guys. Love that.
All right, sweet. Good luck to you, hon. And if you need Darlene or I, you know, we have our websites on the description. You know, everybody, it's awful hard to start out, and listening is hard. So Diane's got a lot of guts coming on tonight, first night with me, I tell you. So I'm going to have her on more often, and I personally know Darlene as being very, very smart and very fast. And tonight, you know, when you get hit with these questions this fast, be patient with both of us. I started out, it was kind of slow for me too. But Diane, you're very... thank you for allowing us to talk about what you're about. It's very hard to listen to your own issues. All of us have had hearts that have been broken. There's not a human being on the planet that has not been in love that had our heart ripped out of our chest, bleeding for years. And the choice to be bleeding and wounded versus bleeding, been there, done that, got the lesson, close the wound off, and then go on. Human beings naturally want love in our life. If you say, you know, I never want to do this again, well, 10 minutes later you turn around and have infatuation all over again. That's our nature. How you do that involves the innocent that comes next in your life. If you were to reverse this situation and you met somebody and they had been going through what you just went through, that you wouldn't want. So we have to do everything you can. Visualize wound grief looking like a leopard with spots. I don't want any of you to go into a relationship with any leopard spots of grief or turmoil or anger. Anger and grief looks the same in my psychic eye. Okay?
Nancy,
all right.
I wanted to, can I add something to that? And that is
absolutely.
In getting over a relationship, in addition to just time and grieving and thinking about, I think it's really helpful to look at yourself, look at what didn't work, why it ended, and what do you want. And that might take some introspection and actually working on yourself. And the benefit of that is that the next relationship is going to work better when you can identify what didn't work, what your contribution was, what do you really want. I don't know if Diane's still on the phone, on the line, but that will help you to move past the relationship, get into a better relationship, and if down the road that man or that woman comes back into your life, you paths cross, you might not even be attracted to them because you've changed internally. It's not just grieving, that you've actually changed and realized you're not even attracted to that person anymore.
Called taking off the rose-colored glasses, girl. Diane, you still there?
I am, and you're right, because what we're doing is just having self-reflection, is what you said, Darlene, to turn it back on inside, go inside us to see what it would be like to be treated right, to be the other side. That is just exactly spot on.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
you. Just all right,
girl.
Bye, ladies.
Good night.
Oh, man, life is hard. Relationships are harder. And you combine living and creating, and then you fall in love, and it gets all mixed up like popcorn, and popcorn, you know. Who said this life was easy, you know? But living life is what we're all about, and being a spirit person, that's what that's all about. Well, I'm Nancy Matz. My website's nancymatz.net, and if you need my services, go visit. I just have a brand new picture I put up, the one I put up about a month ago, the webcam. I was playing with a new one. Got it sharpened up. You want to know what I look like? Go to nancymatz.net. If you want my services, go to the page called Contact Me. Now, I'd like to reintroduce. We have 2 minutes left. Darlene, introduce herself and her talents, and that will end the show. Darlene, your turn.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I have a family and marriage practice. I see couples and individuals. I'm located in Santa Monica, but I also take questions by email, and I do telephone counseling all over the country, and there's a number of articles you might want to look at on my site that you can, and there's a special report I've put together, an ebook on combating the critic. It's called Self-Criticism to Self-Esteem, which plagues so many people. I think women are much even harder on themselves than men, whether it's their weight or their looks or being, you know, the perfect mom or daughter. And if you put in your email, I'll send you the report. And the site is having a little bit of problems. It should be fine by later tonight, definitely by tomorrow. My web programmer is working on that, but I'd love to hear from any of you.
And your site is called?
DarleneLancer.com.
L-A-N-C?
Yeah, D-A-R-L-E-N-E-L-A-N-C-E-R.
No H in there, everybody. I've misspelled it a couple of times. Lancer,
yeah.
L-A-N-C-E-R.
It's Lancer like Lancer wine, yeah.
Well, everybody, it's been fun. Thank you very much. We've only got a 30 seconds left. It's been fun. And next week, I just put a little note in the chat room. My sister and I have a website. She hugged me one day and said, let's do a show together. Psychic Sisters Talk. And our website for that is psychicsisterstalk.com. And she is located in Seattle. And Diane, thank you, Kathy, for putting Diane's website in our chat room. And hopefully we'll do that 8:30.
Oh, Darlene. Yeah.
No, Kathy is Darlene, not Diane. D-A-R-L-E-N-E, yeah. Darlene Lancer, L-A-N-C-E-R. Right. All right, everybody, thank you and good night.
Okay, good night. And thank you, Nancy.
Okay.